The situation is dismal in Colorado for mentally ill people who need to be hospitalized. As reported this week, a new analysis from the Colorado Department of Human Services shows the state has a significant shortage of hospital beds for this group. In Aspen, some end up in the jail and are taken to the nearest hospital in Grand Junction when a bed opens. I spoke first with Tony Passarello of MindSprings Health in Aspen. He says the issue of Colorado having far too few hospital beds for the mentally ill is a long-standing problem.
Colorado has a psychiatric bed problem, and the western slope is even worse. Nationally, throughout the country, there are 14 beds per 100,000 people. Colorado in general, I think the last thing I heard was there are 10 beds per 100,000, and the western slope has 6 beds per 100,000. So we have a dearth of beds on this side of the mountain.
He says it's not getting any better.
The lack of psychiatric beds has changed. It's changed from when I started with MindSprings Health. And some of that has to do with, since I've started, a couple of the hospitals in Colorado have closed. It's not profitable. And I think that's part of it.
MindSprings works with people who suffer from problems like addiction and depression, but the nonprofit doesn't have hospital beds in Aspen. It does operate a hospital in Grand Junction with 32 beds, and just this year, the Grand Junction branch added 11 beds in a program called Transitions for people with less severe mental illnesses.
Sick people don't belong in jail, they belong in hospitals. Criminals don't belong in hospitals, they belong in jails.
Joe DeSalvo is the sheriff of Pitkin County. His office oversees the local jail, where people with mental illness sometimes end up. Often they're sent there by an M1 order from the court because they pose a danger to themselves or others.
No jail, in my opinion, is equipped to handle this. At any given time, up to 25% of my inmates could be have a mental illness or a drug or alcohol addiction. And if we truly believe what we say, drugs and alcohol and mental illness are medical problems, not criminal justice issues, they should never be in jail. But a good percentage are, and they're not tipping the scales to be M1s, where they're a danger to themselves or others, but they are people who have serious mental illness that have committed crimes, and we're storehousing them in jails instead of hospitals.
And is that because of a lack of beds or a lack of hospitals within the state of Colorado?
That's exactly what it is. There's not a lot of bed space for mental health people. You know, in the early 70s, we were closing mental hospitals all over the country. I think it's time to review this. Do we need more mental health facilities in this country? I think we do in the state of Colorado, for sure. And it seems to be a big enough problem that 64 sheriffs all believe that this is jail is not a place for sick people. It's not a place for mentally ill. It's not a place for people who are detoxing from drugs or alcohol. And these are all people we have in our jails. It almost seems like jail has been the default mechanism for a place where we don't have any other place to put somebody. We put them in jail. And that's got to stop. That's just inhumane.
I mean, when was the last time the jail transported somebody to a hospital outside of the Roaring Fork Valley?
Within the last 2 weeks.
So it's common?
It's common. I'd say we could make a trip once a month. It's common.
And how often do those beds open?
It's hit and miss. You could wait for 2 or 3 days. You might be able to have one right away. It is a hit and miss proposition.
Joe DeSalvo is the sheriff of Pitkin County. The state has formed a task force on mental illness and the criminal justice system to help find solutions. Marcy Griffin, Aspen Public Radio News.